Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All right, I think tonight's going to be really... People think that this is like, dude, this is what you've been waiting for. I think that this is a challenging night for him because how does Jonathan remain the new Jonathan? This is sort of like, you know, when somebody gives up alcohol or if they give up drugs or, hell, even if they just give up sugar, something a little bit, you know, calmer. You give something up and then, like, ooh, right? It's put right underneath your nose. And that's a little bit of how I look at tonight's game for Jonathan. Jonathan spent the last 2 years basically in an on-again, off-again argument with Steve Kerr and the organization about who he is and how he wants to play basketball. And he wanted to make big dollars, and he wants to be a one, score the basketball, and thinks he can be that guy. And maybe someday he can. While the organization is like, can you please just trust us and play this way, and those good things can happen within that framework of how you play Warrior basketball. And he deserves all the credit in the world because he's come out this year and he's largely done that, right? He is playing the way the Warriors want him to play. Well, now this is the guy who gave up sugar and now it's Halloween. And everybody's kitchen table is covered with Reese's because now in Sacramento, there's no Steph and there's no Jimmy. The Draymond part doesn't even matter. And so does Jonathan look at this as an opportunity to continue to play Warrior basketball, but do it in a lead role? Or does he get a whiff of that sugar and go, all right, give me the ball and get the hell out of my way? Let's see. I know people want Jonathan to bust 30 tonight, and I do too, but I want him to do it within the framework of what they've been doing. I'm just as excited to see him go get at least 7 rebounds tonight as I am to see him put up 30 points.
Yeah, and I think that if you look just at last year, and as you were getting us back on track, I was looking at some of the games last year where Steph didn't play and Kuminga did play. And these were all before Jimmy was here, so you can't even add the Jimmy factor into it. And the Warriors in those games were 5-1 without Steph, with Kuminga, including one game I want to highlight. They took on Houston.
Okay.
And
oh, I remember that game.
Yeah, Kuminga went out there and he had 30.
He was fantastic.
Yeah, he had 33, I believe.
Is that the game they won by like a couple
by
points?
By 6, 99-93. Okay.
Yep.
Kuminga with 33, 7 rebounds. He was 13-22 from the floor. And yeah, he was out there and he was the majority of the offense, and they won the game. The only game they lost was against OKC.
Right. I love that. That game is a great example of what I'm talking about because it ended up being still a little bit of a defensive struggle. Like, that's all I'm saying. I really don't want the Warriors to lose themselves tonight because guys suddenly smell some stats that by the way, they do need to put up. But I want it to look like Warrior basketball. They can do it. They can do it. They've been around here for a little while. These aren't rookies. Will Richard's a rookie.
Yep.
Jonathan Kuminga is not a rookie. Moses Moody is not a rookie. Brandon Pajemski is not a rookie. Al Horford is going to play in this basketball game. Even Quentin Post, even the second year guys are like, you know, like they've taken a leap from last year to this year. And now they just need to do it a little bit more consistently with more minutes for a full night. And they need to do it without what I would call kind of their fallback. That's the challenge. The challenge is when you get late in the shot clock, it's like, okay, Steph, Jimmy, go create that ball action and see, you know, what you can do. And that those moments will fall to Jonathan, and that's fine. But you hear Steve Kerr use this phrase a lot, and I think it's the thing to watch when the Warriors are playing early in the shot clock. When you start settling or forcing stuff early in the shot clock, that's when you get into a whole lot of trouble in the NBA. If Jonathan's got to grab the ball and make something happen late in the shot clock, fine. I'll pass that one off. But if there's double digits left on the timer and I see him dribble into the lane and do that turnaround fall away with two people in his face on a mid-range 10-footer, then I know you're in a bad spot. He's got other people who can knock down shots, Buddy Hield and Moses Moody, et cetera. So that's what I'm looking for tonight. I want Jonathan to grab this opportunity, but within the framework of the offense.
Yeah, and I think that he did that a lot more last year before Jimmy came, and then when he came back from injury, there were three games that he played without Steph, and I believe Jimmy played in all three, and they went 1-2, and I'm looking at the game against Miami, where they lost by 26, and there was no Steph in that game, and Jonathan Kuminga came off the bench. He got almost 25 minutes, and after they got Jimmy, and he got back, he wasn't 100%, and he wasn't ever really in the flow. He had 15 points in that game, but as I remember, a lot of those came late in the game, when it was already decided. So new year, new Kuminga, and I do think that he's playing a lot more like everyone wants him to play, and I don't think that he's going to fall back into that sugar high or the way you laid out the analogy, which I like the analogy. I don't think that he's going to lapse back into the old JK. I think he's going to continue to play the way he has. He might be a little bit more aggressive. There might be more.
He should be.
And there'll be more opportunities for him to make bad shots or bad plays because he's going to be much more counted on to do things.
Yeah, sometimes bad shots aren't bad shots. You know what I mean? Steph Curry takes them all the time. If somebody hands him the ball with 5 seconds left to go on the timer, dude, you got to do what you got to do. You get the shot that you can get. Again, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the first 15 seconds of the timer to see if the Warriors are doing good things on offense and not forcing up and not settling and all of that. Because the funny thing is, and I'd have to really like kind of break down the roster here, but you take away Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond from the Warriors, but you take away Keegan Murray, DeMontis Sabonis, and who's the other one I'm forgetting who's sitting out tonight for the Kings? Who's the third one? Zach LaVine. You take all those guys away, I'm not sure that the Warriors don't still have the better roster tonight. Who's favored in this game?
Sacramento.
They are?
By 3.5.
By 3.5.
It went up to 3.5, the last I saw it on ESPN. But just looking back at that Houston game last year, the Warriors started Pods and, hi, this is Andrew Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
Kuminga, Buddy, and Kavan. Off the bench, it was Moses, TJD, GP2, Slow-Mo, and Pat Spencer. So that look for the team at home that beat Houston, very similar to what you're going to have tonight. Now, you won't have Anderson. I do think GP2 likely comes back in and he plays. TJD is going to play. You had Moses and Buddy last year. Wiggins won't be there, nor will Looney, but you're going to be relying on Pods again. Kuminga, as mentioned, he had 33 in that game last year, and ultimately Houston was not great offensively, but you did enough to win it.
I mean, I'm looking at, so obviously the offense will be centered around DeRozan tonight for the Kings. Malik Monk is still there. They never start him. I wonder if they will tonight, but they never do. He has not started a game this year. You mentioned Schroeder. He's going to be in the starting lineup. Russell Westbrook is in and out of the starting lineup. I don't know what they'll do with him. Keon Ellis is a really good defender on the perimeter, so they've got him. But outside of that, I mean, it is, let's see, it is two of their top five scorers are out. So, you know, same as the Warriors. I know their top two scorers are out, but the Warriors' front court players are largely intact outside of Draymond Green, but the Kings lose Sabonis. So I don't know. Like, to me, when I look at what the Kings are going to offer tonight, that's why my head again goes to rebounding. That is a team that can get easily out-rebounded, I think, by what the Warriors have to offer tonight. One of the few times in the recent history of the Warriors, they might actually be the bigger team tonight.
Especially with no Sabonis, who's right. Leading the league with 14 rebounds a game. So that definitely opens up the opportunity there for, you know, Quentin Post. And I think TJD gets another decent, healthy run out there. But Kuminga, when you get all the minutes, his agent told us, and it's been mostly true, when he gets to play a lot, he rebounds a lot. Last night, he didn't. That whole game last night was such a weird,
just a weird game.
Like a second gear game for most of them. So I think JK had 5 rebounds, but you didn't need him to do much more.
Yeah, no, I think that the Warriors will have every opportunity tonight, but that's what my eyes are going to be on. Is it's just like, okay, guys, a lot of these guys have looked more grown up this year, not just Kuminga. I think Quentin Post looks more grown up this year. He can play on both sides of the ball now a little bit. I definitely think Moses Moody looks more refined. I know it's been a little topsy-turvy for him, some injuries early in the season. He looks more refined. Pods looks like Pods, but he's been more good than bad for sure. I think these guys are ready to, at least for one night, run the show. Run the show. Let's see what it looks like and see if you can grab a couple veterans, Al Horford, Buddy Hield, GP2, go win a basketball game. They should have every chance to win this one tonight.
Yeah, you're only 3.5-point dogs, and you know, it's early season, early days in the association, and we saw the Warriors go to Indiana against a team that obviously doesn't have Tyrese Halliburton. They still have Siakam, and they've got Nembhard as well, good players, but the Warriors got beat by a bunch of guys who, much like tonight, Sacramento fans probably aren't that in tune with Pat Spencer and Gui Santos.
No, but of course not.
They're pro basketball players, so go out there and give a pro effort.
888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in, and you can help us sort of kind of start what we're going to be doing when we start the show and the summit tomorrow at Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We hope that you'll come join us for sure. But for absolutely, no doubt about it, 9 games in, I think it's an obvious question to be like, okay, now you've seen it, and you've seen not only how the Warriors look at full strength, but we'll see how they look when they're not full strength. And then the ebb and flow of the injuries, the age, and all of it. And what does it do to your expectations for the season? I think that that's a very fair thing to dive into, especially even if you acknowledge that the schedule makers made it tough for the Warriors out of the gate. When Steve Kerr says this, which he said yesterday, I think there's some alarms that go off.
Yeah, I could tell on the road trip that all three of those guys looked tired. I mentioned it's a very unusual schedule to start the year. You know, none of them had missed a game, and I think they just ran into a little bit of a wall, and obviously Steph came down with the illness. So we'll get through it, and we'll be fine, but it's just a really tough part of the schedule, and we'll do the smart thing.
Okay, so here's the smart thing. Yeah, Steph is sick. That's different. Jimmy Butler has a back injury. I applaud him for trying to play through it yesterday, but it didn't work, and now he's out tonight. And then I think Draymond is just sort of them throwing a cherry on top. It's like, if you two are going to sit out and he's tired too, why don't we just make it a clean sweep and make it a young guy's game and go see what they can do? But I would be lying to you if I didn't say it makes some alarms go off that 8 games into the season, and by the way, that quote is referring to the road trip, so that's actually game number 6 and 7 last week,
yeah.
Bucks and Pacers, if you're already looking at a team and saying our old guys are exhausted 6 games into the year. That like, you have to have some alarms go off there, I think.
Definitely, and it's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, 8 games in 15 days, 4 on the road, and already early in the year you had back-to-backs. And you open up before anybody else, the second game actually played in the entire season at L.A., night off, boom, back-to-back with a travel spot. Portland runs you out of the gym. Couple days off, boom, back-to-back home games. You win them both, and you know you exerted a lot against the Clippers in order to get that. Road trip, Milwaukee, dud, Indiana, you gave it away, and then you come back, and it's like, yeah, these guys are tired. They're tired already. That's a bad sign. And you look ahead, road trip, 2 games. You've got tonight and Friday, a home game Sunday, and then it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games, 9 days in 5 cities. You tell me you're not going to be tired then, too? You're going to be looking at some load management on that trip, absolutely.
I would imagine so. I don't know how they wouldn't. All right, apparently we do have the starting lineup for tonight's game. Let's bring in Mark Grandy, who has the names. I've not seen this. You've not seen this. You want to take one more shot, a final guess at who the 5 are?
We could play that game, sure.
All right, let's play the game.
All right. I think that they're going to go with Pods and Buddy in the backcourt, and I think they'll go with Quentin, JK, and Moses Moody. That's my 5.
Willard?
That is my 5.
I'm going just for fun so that I can do one thing differently. Because actually, that I was thinking that that might be the 5. But let's put Buddy on the bench and put Will Richard in the starting lineup.
You love Will Richard.
So give me your 5?
Yeah. So my 5 would be Pods, Will Richard, Moody, Kuminga, Post.
You are absolutely right, Willard.
Bang!
Will Richard!
Bang!
Attaboy, Will.
Yeah.
Okay.
You actually said it earlier. They want that, but they want those Buddy buckets coming off of the bench.
I just was second guessing my earlier thought because I looked back at some of those games last year that were Stephless and no Draymond, and Buddy started in those games. But yeah, you bring a couple of the OGs, a couple of the unks off the bench. My name's Buddy.
Buddy and Al.
And Al. Buddy and Al.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of a Santos as well.
I'm Batman.
Is GP2 available?
Yeah, he should be.
Okay, GP2 available. Yeah, you'll probably
TJD.
Get some. TJD. Probably get some Pat Spencer.
Yep.
Backing up Pods at the point guard position. Yeah. So,
my name is Buddy.
It's a full complement of players other than the big 3 names.
Fair enough.
Other than that, everybody's ready to go.
Yeah. So, if Tui wasn't hurt, maybe you could throw him in there too, but that's about it, right? You're going to go with the 10 that you have and give the old college try, and then head to Denver for the most important game of the year.
Will that group? Why is it the most important game of the year?
The Cup.
Oh God. Anyway, will this group make enough threes to help out the fight against autism? That's the question.
What do we need? 10.
Triples for Autism is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. The Warriors last night made 19 3-pointers. Yes, another donation from Pettinelli to the Autism Society San Francisco. We are 8 for 8 on the year, and yes, they have to have at least 10 threes. Steph Curry and Moses Moody actually got this donation by themselves. They had 5 apiece, that's 10. Quentin Post had 4. Buddy Hield, 3. Pat Spencer and Pods had 1 each. That is 8 for 8 this season for Triples for Autism. If you would like to help out, we would love it. To get involved or make a donation to autism yourself, go to sfautismsociety.org. Triples for Autism is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. I'm calling it right now. We're going to go 82 for 82 on that.
I love it. I'm really hopeful. Do you know how many they did last year? Of the 82 games, how many times did they get 10 or more threes as a team?
I'm just going to straw poll here because I was the one who read this after pretty much every game except for the weekends. And I do know, I can remember at least four or five times when they didn't get it. So how many times did they do at least 10 threes last year? I'll make it around 74.
Close, 77.
77.
Only five times. Did they fall short? One of the games is the aforementioned Kuminga special, 99-93 over Houston. They only hit nine threes.
And Houston's a very, very good defensive team, as we knew.
And the other four games all were losses. That was the only game in which they had fewer than 10 threes that they won the basketball game.
Make or miss league.
Pretty much, especially when you're a jack-em-up three-point shooting team like the Warriors.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.